Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, no, shoot me. Is it hatred that motivates us to tell the whole truth about North Korea? No. Love demands that you know so you will pray. Do we call curses from heaven in judgment of those who have ruined the lives of so many millions of people? No, God is able to forgive, and it is God who will judge the unforgiven. We must judge ourselves and those given to our care, and even this in love. But we call for His mercy. We desperately plead for His intervention. Consider again today the sad history of the Korean Christians, per Hefley's book, By Their Blood. We're in the late 40s, when the triumph of the World War soon led into the disaster of the Korean War. But just before that conflict, while the sides were still being chosen, multiplied thousands of Koreans from the north rushed south to escape the communist threat of horror, a threat they've made good on, by the way, for 60 years. Escapee Chulho Awe gave us a book in 1965 called Decision at Dawn that relates how he gave up wealth and position in North Korea to become a fugitive. That is, he refused to become a part of the Communist Party and was forced to run. At one point in his journeys, he was able to get back to Pyongyang to see how his church was doing. Well, it wasn't doing well, at least the building. Furniture smashed, pews toppled, files scattered, and outside the city in a stack of corpses, a choir member helped him pick out his pastor and one of the elders. Before the lines were clearly drawn and communism was clearly evicted from the south, chaos reigned in some areas. Communist infiltrators agitated local rebellions and brought about the demise of more saints. Consider Tong In and Tong Sin, sons of a pastor Son. Number one son, Tong In, refused Japanese pressure to worship at a Shinto shrine and was thrown out of school. But after the war, he went back and was even elected president of the campus YMCA. When the communists instigated their uprising, he was once more in danger. Eventually, a pistol was in his face with the order to renounce Christ. Tong In's response was to preach to his enemy and plead for him to accept Christ. At this moment, the second son, Tong Sin, rushed up and demanded to be shot in his stead. The brothers quarreled a while over who should be martyred, when finally the communist shot them both. Not end of story. The pastor father was, of course, sad but proud of his boys, and soon he had a chance to avenge them, for the uprising was quelled and their murderer was on trial. His response? Well, since nothing can bring my sons back, what good is it to kill this man? Let me have him. Maybe he can finish for Christ what my sons left undone. Further response, the murderer's parents are overcome with gratitude and offer to feed and clothe the pastor's 16-year-old daughter in return. Now, who knows how many further responses there have been to this courageous series of events? Maybe you're responding even now. It is for such responses that we pray. When Christ is truly seen in North Korea, when the cross is truly lifted up, when love's message is told and understood, the present message of fear and hatred and deceit and tragedy will go. Perfect love casts out all of this and more. May our God send His perfect love to North Korea. Welcome today and thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for more blogs, current North Korean news, many other resources. You could even get Chosun House to your iPod via iTunes or Sermon Audio. We're trying to provide anything you need, everything you need, to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, land of morning calm.